Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, Sales Success Coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after, 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing potential clients to slip away. And with today's guest, his zone of genius is his ability to share knowledge that helps people understand and see things they were previously unaware of that will help them to create more success and, as business people, more profit. So I am super excited to introduce Juan P. Barrientos II. Now, Juan is a family man, an ordained Christian minister, as well as a tax and accounting professional. Now, he's the owner of Next Step Financial Partners and Next Step Consulting, LLCs. And he also pastors at the Shield of Faith Baptist Church in Oklahoma City. Now, Juan holds a Bachelor's of Science in Business Management, a Master's of Accounting and Financial Management, as well as a Bachelor's of Ministry, a Master's of Pastoral Theology, and is completing his doctorate in Christian counseling. Now, Juan is also currently studying to become an enrolled agent, which is a certification through the IRS. And he is an authorized e-file provider with the IRS. Now, Juan is also the host of Biz Talk with Brother Juan and Tax Talk with Brother Juan. Now, Juan helps coaches, consultants, and solopreneurs navigate their business to increase revenue by an average of 30% with financial accounting and tax planning so they can serve more people, grow their businesses, and fulfill their purpose. Well, welcome, Juan. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Hello, Wendy. I am just honored to be here and just thank you for the opportunity to just share a little bit about myself and hopefully contribute to your audience.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. And I just love how you're helping people in so many different ways, you know, including helping them grow their businesses using something that is so predictable, right? I love that, which is financial accounting and, tax methods. And, we'll get into all that. I can't wait to hear more about this and this great work that you're doing.
Well, thank you very much. I'm just looking forward to this opportunity again, and I'm just excited.
Yeah, well, always top of mind question for me, Juan, is, what exactly was the inspiration or the tipping point that prompted you to start your own tax and accounting firm?
I think a wise man once told me that a vision without action is just a dream. So I've had a dream for a while of starting an accounting firm, and just life kind of got in the way. But 2 years ago, I decided to begin a seasonal tax firm, and it's just blossomed to so much more than what I ever could hope or desire for.
Nice. Yeah, you obviously have a love affair with numbers, which not all of us do, especially when the accounting type numbers, which is, that's really a segment that, you love that work. That's great. We need more. We need your work because not all of us have that gift. So that's awesome. Well, so how long have you had your accounting firm, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Definitely. We just celebrated our 2-year anniversary this past Labor Day weekend.
Nice.
And we are just looking forward to a great 2022. And like I said, we began as a seasonal tax firm. And this year we picked up bookkeeping. Mm-hmm. And I am not looking back at all.
All right. Well, great. Yeah. So seasonal, now it's into regular rolling up your sleeves and helping businesses with the ongoing work that's needed. And obviously you have a very keen knowledge of that so that they can not only keep track of the numbers, but use them in a way that's retaining more of those profits, which is really important. So now, Juan, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your firm?
Yes, to be honest, one thing I had to do is get past myself and realize that I needed help. And so one of the ways I got help is signing up for a program for tax and accounting professionals. And it has been the best decision I could ever have made for my business, because a lot of the profitability, a lot of the growth that we've experienced over the past year is due to that foundation.
Nice. Yeah. Well, it always, you know, we kind of wish that we were born with all these skills, but I've yet to find anybody that actually had what it took it from the very beginning to, you know, grow their own business. These are skills that obviously you've had so many different, you know, degrees that you've accomplished, but they don't seem to fill in that gap for building a business. So that's great that you've taken the time to really fill out your tool belt, if you will. And so in terms of, you know, gaining more knowledge, it sounds like you found that perfect program or that mentor that provided you with the insights that you felt you were needing.
Yes, yes. And one thing I could say again, I think that, you know, we definitely have to get past ourselves. Sometimes our biggest roadblock is our mindset, our thinking, how we view ourselves. And if we can learn to just remove ourselves out of the way and get the help that we actually need, mm-hmm. we can get where we want to be so much faster.
Right. Yeah. And it's easier said than done. You
know? Yes. I know.
Oftentimes we don't know we're in our own way. And that's part of the challenge, is just to realize, okay, I don't have to be making this so complicated, I guess, do I? Or, you know, I don't have to try to reinvent the wheel or whatever it is. So yeah, the mindset and those beliefs are really so important, especially when you go into business for yourself. It seems like those definitely become louder. those beliefs, or maybe the things that are getting in the way. So what did you do to, you know, get through that mindset that maybe wasn't supporting your vision? Can you share a technique or something that you did that helped you to get out of your own way?
Excuse me. Like you just said, you know, sometimes we have to realize that there's no need to reinvent the wheel. Mm-hmm. And so I had to come to a place where I realized, and be honest with myself, that I didn't have the answers that I needed, nor that I really even know the right questions to ask. And so by connecting with someone who has been down that path, I was able to get to a point where I said to myself, I am going to just trust the process. I don't know about the unknown. I don't know what's ahead, but I'm going to trust the process. And that's what I've been doing.
Right. Yeah. I love that. Just to go on faith, right? Which is something that also is within your expertise, is just leaning into the fact that if I'm going to put in the effort, it's going to happen somehow, some way, things are going to come together. So yeah, I love that. And, you know, again, one of those things that takes some focus and discipline, self-discipline, and to just really stay the course and keep, you know, trusting and having that faith as you're building your business. So yeah, I love that. And Juan, you're obviously an expert at, you know, helping people utilize better tax planning and financial accounting to grow their businesses so they can become more successful. But now I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or, the sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yes, definitely a moment of transparency. I have, a high level of anxiety when it comes to making those sales calls. In the program that I'm part of, one thing that is taught to us is that when the appointment time comes to make that call, that when that clock hits, 10:30 and it's scheduled at 10:30, we ought to be dialing that number. And so I always have a high level of anxiety, getting ready to dial the number. And then a part of me just hopes that they don't answer.
Oh, yeah. No, I totally understand that kind of out of body fear, right? It's like all of a sudden you're just not yourself because it's like, wait a second, what's happening here? Who's taking over my body here and making me feel so uncomfortable? So yeah, you're definitely not alone on that. Well, I would be happy to provide you with maybe some insights to help you through that.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. So, and it's interesting because I sat in a corporate sales role and we were tasked with 100 calls a day. And it was not a telemarketing job. It was a account development, nurture relationships, that kind of thing. And oh boy, that was something else to just sit there and stare at that. Of course it was a headset. I couldn't stare at the phone because it was VoIP and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, I totally relate with what you're talking about. And it's interesting, Juan, because, I would love to hear you in just a real brief description, share with us what it's like or what you experience when you have a client, you're rolling up your sleeves and, you're looking at their accounting, their numbers, their income, expenses, all that sort of stuff. And you show them some techniques or you enlighten them and shared some knowledge about this or that. And it was like that aha moment. Can you just laser in and share a little bit about what that feels like or that scene, if you will, that as it plays out, just I'm putting you on the spot here, but if you could just share what that's like.
Oh, no problem. It's very interesting. I draw a little bit of a distinction between bookkeeping and accounting. I often explain bookkeeping as looking back. It's the recording of those historical transactions in your business. Accounting and bookkeeping kind of overlap in that they both deal with the financial statements, but accounting begins to interpret those financial statements and then perhaps make projections or use that information to help management or business owners make decisions. And one thing I've always said is looking at the numbers of a business tells the story of that business.
So let's say you're sitting next to somebody or you're doing this over Zoom or however you work with somebody. And this is real life. Okay. You've got your client and you're showing them something with their books or their accounting or something that does paint this picture. And you sense they have this aha moment. What does that feel like for you?
For me, it lights up my day.
Right. Exactly. Do you feel empowered? Do you feel like you've really, given them, this wisdom that is now going to shift their whole, who knows what the impact is of that. Maybe they can put their kid through college now. Maybe they can, finally replace that 20-year-old car. Maybe they can, finally move out of that 2-bedroom, mobile home park, and get into some place in a better neighborhood or something like that, and that impact. So here's my mindset shift for you. When you are feeling that anxiety about picking up that phone and it's like 2 minutes till the hour when you're to have that scheduled call, Think of that client or any of the who knows how many hundreds of those, but just get one in your mind. Or maybe sometimes what helps me is that I have like this fast forward movie that's playing across my inner eye, you know, my mind's eye, where I see like all of my clients, just like ding, 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 and all of them in that moment when it's like, oh my God, Juan, that was just, are you kidding me? So you're saying that because I'm doing this now, I don't have to do that, or that I'm going to get this. And that means I'll be able to take home that. And you're like, yep, that's right. And so it's just like this moment, you just freeze frame and you connect with that moment and know that that's the possibility for this person that you're going to be talking to. They have to be ready and willing, and you know, the opportunity has to be right, but that is the possibility. And so what a gift, what a moment that, you know, you could be providing for them, and that great feeling for you to be taken away with this feeling of, yeah, I really made a difference. You know, it's that one starfish at a time, but the ripple effect is huge. So when you're in that opportunity, you know, instead of thinking, oh my God, what am I going to say? What if I, how can I, we, me, I, you know, I don't know if I'm going to say the right thing, or you just reflect then on the possibility of the impact of the work that you're doing, and possibly even, you know, like I said, who knows, their kid can now go to university instead of maybe a trade school. Nothing against either one, but it's just a scenario, options, right? So does that help with, you know, possibly, like you said, moving yourself out of your way?
It actually does, because I've never really connected that aspect of sales with my overall goal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it definitely, yeah, as you were just speaking.
just, you know, getting that giddy feeling, like, you know, you don't know if that person's going to say yes or no, but there's a pretty good chance that they will. And so what an opportunity for you to, hey, I've got some great news.
Right.
You know, hey, I've got some fantastic news I want to share with you.
Yeah, looking at that small aspect of my business and realizing that, you know, it plays a very important part in allowing me to help them achieve their goals and purpose.
Right. Yeah. Gives the real life
part of opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, well, hopefully that'll help, you know, provide you with a shift to your mindset, you know, when that, those moments happen, when you start to have that, whatever goes on for you, you know, for me, it was always that kind of butterfly feeling right in, you know, the core of my stomach, where it's like, oh my God, I got to make this call. And of course, times 100, but that's how I shifted, is to just really think about the bigger picture and the impact, and like, hey, I've got some great news I want to share with you. So yeah, well, be sure to let me know how that lands for you. I'm always excited to hear, you know, the real life feedback. So, yes. So yeah, that's exciting. And, you know, Juan, it's interesting to me because, you know, we are, you know, we're still in the pandemic, right? I thought, oh my gosh, 21 months into this, we're still kind of dealing, and it's wreaking its havoc and having the ripple effects. Speaking of that, you know, the pandemic has had huge ripple effects on people and businesses, and, you know, not just health, but finances and financial accounting. I mean, all the stimulus money and this and that, and oh my goodness, all the tax laws around that. So, you know, I'm curious, what impact has the pandemic had on the work that you do?
Well, I think that one thing it has done is it has showed the value of, you know, bookkeeping itself. So many business owners were and have been and are unable to take advantage of, you know, the PPP loans, the grants that are available, because they haven't been doing their bookkeeping, or they've been mixing their personal and business, and there's no way for them to separate to get those financial statements that are needed. Mm-hmm. And so it has definitely showed the importance in various industries for business owners to stay on top of their bookkeeping.
Right. Yeah. Now, I hadn't even thought of that, that they couldn't even qualify for those incentives or those, you know, the stimulus monies and the PPP loans. So yeah, that's significant. It really is significant. Well, Juan, you know, maybe you can fill in a few more details here. How do you work with, you know, coaches, consultants, solopreneurs, you know, varying types of business owners who want to, you know, increase their revenue and profits? Can you share a little bit more about your philosophy or your approach?
Well, I consider myself to be a strategic partner. We go beyond bookkeeping. And one of the things that I want to know about my clients is I want to know what their goals are. Depending upon the client, their goals could be, you know, I'm doing this. I retired from a place I've been working for 30 years and now I'm doing, I'm a life coach. And so, you know, it's a business, but it's something that they enjoy doing. Others may be younger, and so they may need to think about retirement and start working for their retirement. Mm-hmm. And so I always want to know what is the goal of their business? What is some of the goals in their personal life? Because that helps me to help them navigate their business, because no two clients are going to be the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it definitely makes a lot of sense, because that really comes down to what type of, you know, planning that they're going to put into place. So yeah, that's great. Well, now how can listeners learn more about you and this great work that you're doing?
Well, they can definitely connect with me on through our website, which is nextstepfinancialpartners.com. I do have available a free ebook download. I'm currently updating it for the current tax season, but there are tips and tricks for, I say, the underemployed as well as the self-employed.
Okay.
Also, there are some tips in helping you choose a tax preparer. So definitely something for business owners and individuals the same. There are some information on various tax loopholes, legal tax loopholes, I should say. And there's also a checklist in there as well. But if you are looking for maybe getting out of the rut that you are in and want to create synergy in your business and move past those financial barriers, I would definitely invite somebody to schedule a free 15-minute biz strategy session with myself. There is a link available on our website, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Okay, that's fantastic. All right, so that's nextstepfinancialpartners.com, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and so it sounds like you've got a fantastic resource. So it's an ebook that you're currently updating with the new tax information, but it contains really tips and tricks, you know, and designed to help the self-employed learn more information on maybe legal tax loopholes, as well as checklists to really take advantage of certain things that they might not even be aware of. Now, this is a complimentary session that you offer, a biz strategy session?
Yes, it's an opportunity for me to learn about your business and see if we have services that can assist you in achieving the goals that you want to in your business.
Nice. That's great. All right. Well, that sounds like it's a great opportunity to find out exactly what are some, you know, areas that might be not even being, you know, brought to attention, or, you know, that accounting and bookkeeping and tax laws, it's so complex and always changing. So that sounds like a really valuable time to spend with you. Yeah, that's great. Well, Juan, you know, you've already shared so many, you know, golden nuggets of wisdom here through our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you could share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe, you know, questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
You know, I would say that you don't know what you don't know. And it's okay. When you started your business, you had a passion for what you did, what you do. If you're in coaching or consulting, you didn't go into business to have to worry about the administration, to worry about the marketing, to worry about the accounting. This is all a part of your business, but it's okay if you're in a position that you need help. Help that is not the end all. So help is available for you. And I definitely encourage you to invest in those areas where you fall short, because we all fall short in some areas.
Right. Yep. Like I said, you're not born with that full tool belt of building your business. So yeah, that definitely makes a lot of sense in terms of just, you know, gaining that additional, you know, skills or insights. It's just like the work you do, you know, you have this expertise and this wisdom that, quite frankly, a lot of people don't even want to acquire. You know, it's like, let me just have Juan do it. You know, we'll just have him take care of this because it's way over my head. So yeah, I love that. Well, thank you so much for sharing that wisdom. And, you know, Juan, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from, you know, that moment when you had always thought about having your own business and you dreamed about it and realized that, well, without action, it's still a dream. So you put yourself in gear and created your own tax and accounting business, you know, this impactful work you're now doing as a Christian minister, as well as a tax and accounting professional, where you're helping coaches and consultants and solopreneurs navigate their business to increase that revenue, you know, by an average of, I think you said, like what, 30%, which is huge. Yeah, with financial accounting and tax planning. I mean, how much more predictable is that just by making sure the numbers are saying the right thing so that people can serve more in terms of through their businesses. And like I said, just the ripple effect is huge so they can fulfill their purpose. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, Juan, and I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you very much for having me, and I appreciate the opportunity. I look forward to letting you know how a few sales calls go.
Yeah. Definitely. That'll be great. All right. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Juan Barrientes II through his website, which is nextstepfinancialpartners.com. And be sure to download that ebook that he's created. It sounds like it's really a great resource for the self-employed. It contains lots of valuable information, including, you know, legal tax loopholes and checklists and lots of great tips and tricks. And if you feel like you're stuck in a rut and want to create more synergy, why schedule one of those 15-minute complimentary sessions with Juan, that business strategy session. All right. Well, for all our listeners. Oh, and another thing is, though, be sure to tune into his podcasts. So he's got Business Talk with Brother Juan on, I think, Tuesdays and Thursdays, right at 9 a.m. Central.
Yes.
And then Tax Talk with Brother Juan. And that's, I think, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Central, right?
That is correct. Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Both of those can be found on YouTube or whatever your favorite podcasting platform is. All right. Well, I think we covered all of the different areas you can connect with Juan. And so for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of what I call compassionate selling, where you have fully supported your potential client's decision-making process by providing them with everything they need to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. So are you 100% confident that you're fully supporting your potential clients? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Juan P. Barrientos II. And as always, here's to your success.